Wonderful Holy Spirit, we welcome your awesome presence in revealing your word to our hearts for this hour. And Father, I thank you for anointing your people in receiving your anointed word in Jesus' name. To the book of Psalms 37, look at verses 19. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. In Genesis chapter 26, verses 1. And there was a famine in the land, beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him, and said, Go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. And Isaac dwelt in Gerar. I want to drop down to verse 12, Genesis 26, verse 12. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year an hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him, and the man waxed great, and went forward, and grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks, and possession of herds, and great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. We want to use for a thought, sowing in the midst of a famine. Sowing in the midst of a famine. In dealing with this lesson, what we need to understand as God's people is this. God will never let us down. God will never forsake us. And God will provide. In Genesis 26, it deals with Isaac living in a time of famine that was worse than his grandfather Abraham. And how God is telling Isaac where not to go, to Egypt. And Egypt is symbolic of the world. But to dwell or to live or stay in the land. And stay in the land that he will tell him to live in. Note, God is not telling Isaac all of this for nothing. And we must understand that when God tells us something, it's not for God's sake, but for ours and our family's sake. Now, God is telling Isaac where to go and where not to go. And oftentimes, God tells us where to go, and because it's not the place we want to go, we miss what we were supposed to have and what God wants us with. So Isaac moved to Gerar. And not only did he take up residence there, he did something that caused great blessings to flow in his life as well and his family lives. He sowed in Gerar. Let me back up the train to the station. There was a famine in the land. God told Isaac not to go to Egypt for help. God told Isaac to live in that place that he would tell him. Isaac would be blessed as well as a blessing if he lived where God tells him. Isaac moves to Gerar and he begins to sow in that land. Remember, there was a famine in the land. And for Isaac to sow, Isaac to give, Isaac to release in the midst of the shortages, it meant that he trusts God to take care of him. And because Isaac sold during a time of famine, look at what God did for him. Number one, he received an hundredfold in the same year. This blessed me right here. The fact that Isaac sold during a time of a famine, and God turns around and gives him a hundredfold from the seed he sowed. What is that saying to us? Sowing in the midst of a famine. Number two, he was blessed by the Lord. Number three, he waxed great. Number four, he went forward. Number five, he grew until he became very great. Number six, he had possessions of flocks. Number seven, he had possessions of herds. Number eight, he had great store of servants. Number nine, watch this one. He was envied by the Philistines. And number ten, he was told to leave Gera, watch this, because he had too much. Let me talk about why the Philistines envied him and asked him to leave Gera. Remember, there was a famine in the land. And when Isaac sold in Gera, the place where God told him to live, he started prospering in Gera while others were still struggling, barely making it, just getting by, living from paycheck to paycheck. But instead of those in Gera asking Isaac what he was doing to cause the blessings that they see to come in his life, they envied him, despised him, wanted him to leave them. How dumb can people get? The Bible says, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise. Now you would have thought that the Philistines would have considered it must be something to this man because he just came here. We've been here. This man is prospering while we're still wondering. We're looking for strawberries in the snow. We're trying to move the refrigerator to find pennies. We're trying to get a broom to sweep under the bed. Maybe we lost a quarter or a dollar under the mattress. Just a figure of speech here. My point is, you would have thought they would have said, Isaac, come here. Talk to us. Educate us. Tell us what you're doing to cause God to bless you like we see. Many times, God can send people our way for the purpose of educating us, informing us, and helping us to come out of what we are in to experience something new with Him. And instead of thanking God for those individuals, we do like the Philistines. We envy them, despise them, and separate ourselves from them. Because if you keep reading in Genesis 26, you will find that after Isaac left Gera, the king, Abimelech, realized that he made a mistake in telling Isaac to leave, and how the hand of God was on Isaac's life, and how blessed Isaac was, and how dumb he was. They wanted Isaac to come back to Gera. But he told them, no, thank you. The Lord has made room for me somewhere else. I want to talk about this here right quickly here before I move on. The king, Abimelech, recognized something down the line that he made a serious mistake. And oftentimes in life today, you and I may meet people that's blessed by God. And instead of you and I learning from them, we become envious of them. We try to, what you call, play haters. We don't like them because of what they have that we don't have. And instead of trying to find out what are they doing to cause them to get what they're getting, we despise people like the Philistines despise Isaac. We just make him get away from us. Just go. We don't want no parts of you. And then later on, they recognize, you know what, I made a serious mistake. When you look at how the price of everything has gone up, gas, milk, water, food, and everything is going up. So it's time for us as God's people to go up. Go up in our faith. Go up to a new place in God. Go up in our giving. It's time for us to go up in our praying. Go up in our reading. Go up in our fasting. Go up in our knowledge. And go up in the anointing. When we can sow during a time of famine in the place, notice something. I want you to catch this, please. God deals in locations. In Luke 24, Jesus told them to tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued or endowed with power from on high. Don't leave there yet. He deals in location. Isaac sowed in the place God told him to live in. Watch this. Please catch this. When we can sow during a time of famine in the place God tells us to sow in, we are demonstrating our faith in God and we are positioning ourselves for greater things from God. God sometimes may lay on our hearts to sow in a particular ministry. And because we are so concerned about who might find out that we are sending so-and-so seeds, we don't do it. But we are the ones who will miss out on what God desires to give us through that person's life or ministry. Glory to God. Whenever we sow into a person's life, the blessings that's on their life will begin to flow into our life. Because our reaping is always greater than our sowing. And in St. Luke 6:38, listen to what Jesus said. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Watch. Shall men that's on the earth, shall men that's been established, shall men that has been set up by God, give into your bosom. What will men give into your bosom when you give, when you sow? Men sometimes may not just give you money because sometimes it's not money that we always need. God will touch men that's on the earth. They will give you favor. They will give you inspiration. They will give you information. They will give you understanding. They will give you opportunities to do certain things that others won't give you the opportunity to do. But note, it all comes to your sowing and your giving in the place God tells you to do. I'm hoping you're catching this, folks. In Psalm 37 and 25, in the days of famine, as I read that, we shall be satisfied. In Ecclesiastes 11, verse 1 through 6, I want to pull out four things. Cast your bread. Give a portion to seven, empty, and sow thy seed. But this is the key verse in Ecclesiastes chapter 11. As thou knowest not what is the way of the spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God who make it all. Just as you and I, as humans, don't understand how once a husband and a wife get together and she becomes pregnant, how that sperm develops to a baby. The bones, the fingernails, you know what I'm saying. You can't explain that. And just like you can feel the wind blowing from the east, can you tell me where it's going once you felt it? You don't understand that either. Just like we can't understand that. What Solomon is saying, when you're giving, when you're sowing, you don't understand how God will take the seeds you're sowing in the place he's telling you to sow and cause you to get what you least expected to get. Glory to God. We don't know about the wind, but yet we see the results of the wind when it's blowing on the trees. We don't know how a baby is forming the womb of a woman, the brains, the eyes, as I said, the mouth, the bones, the heart, the lungs, the legs, the arms, and so forth. Yet we see the results of that baby when it's time to be delivered. So we saw in the time of a famine, that same God who does things that can blow your mind will blow our minds by causing us to be blessed from directions that we never dreamed before. I thought about Uzziah in 2 Chronicles, how the Ammonites gave gifts unto Uzziah. You need to understand this. All of the Ammonites and the Canaanites and the Hittites, they were enemies of Israel. And for the Ammonites to give gifts to Uzziah, it had to come from God. God will cause folk that he know don't like you to bless you. Somebody caught that one. The Bible does not tell us who God used to bless Isaac while in Gerar. Watch this. See, we sometimes focus on who God going to use to bless us. That ain't your business. The Bible does not tell us who God used to bless Isaac because he's so in Gerar. And that's not important. But what we do know is that God blessed him because he obeyed God and went to the place he was told and sold in that place. Ask yourself this question. Am I sowing in the place that God has told me to sow in? Am I in the place that God has told me to be in? I want these questions to soak in your bones and to think about them. You answer them yourself. Am I sowing in the place that God told me to sow in? Am I in the place, the location that God has told me to be in? If you have said no, then it's time that you repent and ask God to forgive you. And that's not enough. Now ask God to lead you to the place. If you're not in the place where he wants you to be at, and if you can't be in the place you feel God wants you to be in, ask God to lead you as to where you ought to sow your seeds in. Location is so important. And it's not just sowing in any location that will cause blessings. It's sowing in the place that God tells you to sow in. Sowing in the midst of a famine. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, thank you for your word and for revealing to us things that we need to know. Gracious Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to forgive me for not obeying you and for not sowing in the place that you have even told me to sow in. Deliver me and deliver your people that's listening to this message. God, I know many of them have been wanting to sow in other ministries, but they was intimidated as well as afraid that if someone find out that they've been doing it, they're going to talk about them and criticize them. God, as you showed us through your word how Isaac sowed in the place during a time of a famine and how you blessed him 100-fold in the same year, I pray that your word have ministered to the hearts of your people that's listening to this word. God, I know you've answered many questions as well as many prayers as to why many things are not happening for many of your people, because many have not obeyed you and sowed in the place you showed them to sow in. God, many are still procrastinating and they are hope between two opinions. But God, you have blessed many of your people through other ministries apart from where they are. God, thank you for dealing with their hearts, bringing them to a place of total surrendering and commitment and doing what you told them to do. Because until they sow into the place, Father, you've told them to sow, their blessings are being tied up and hindered because of their disobedience. I pray, Blessed One, that you deliver them from the fear of giving into the place you told them to give. And God, I give you glory for doing this. I give you praise and I give you honor in the mighty and glorious name of Jesus. Saints of God, I know God has spoken to many of your hearts to sow in the midst of a famine. But God has even spoke to many of you through his word. as to where he wants you to sow seeds at. If you obey God and start doing what God told you to do, the things you're desiring and longing to get, as you begin to sow, catch this, do not sow sporadically, but you must sow faithfully and consistently. Because you're not just giving for yourself, you're giving for your future. What you are sowing today determines your future and your tomorrows. Catch this, please. When Isaac sowed in Gerar, notice something. He received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. Isaac not only was blessed, but his entire family was blessed. So saints, consider something. When you're robbing God of what you're supposed to give him, especially if you know the place God is telling you to give, you're causing you as well as your family to be cursed because of your disobedience. Your family might not have no knowledge about what you know, and God is holding you liable for the knowledge you now have. So as you obey God and sow in the midst of a famine, in the place God tells you to sow in, expect your 100-fold blessings. Not just money. Expect your 100-fold blessings in things that you've been asking God to take place in your life. Expect them to happen because they will, in Jesus' name.